Welcome all of you that are visiting with us today. It's a delight to have you in our assembly. And we trust and pray that good will be accomplished to the glory of God. Hear me when I call. And what a beautiful hymn. And then we read James 4. And in the midst of instructions to brethren of the Lord, James tells us something. Draw near to God. And you know what God will do? James says God will draw near to you. Now you can rest on that principle. You can rest for a surety that's true. I was thinking about the sermon and what song, Draw Me Near, Near, Blessed Lord. I'm thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me near and near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near and near, near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. All the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer, and with thee, my God, I commune as friend and with friend. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side. James says, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. James, what do you say? Listen more. He says, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not? What? That the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth envy, but He giveth more grace? Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Where do these things come from? Questions and answers that James gives us. Where does wars and fightings among brethren come from? Answer, they come from your lust. The war in your members. What's your problem? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have. Cannot obtain. Why? You don't even ask. But when you do ask, you don't get what you ask for. Why? You ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. You try to be a friend of the world. Well, look what happens. Friendship with the world and participating in what the world wants and desires is opposed to friendship with God. If that is what you want, then you oppose God. Because, don't you know, if you're a friend of the world, then you're an enemy of God. God has clearly stated in the Scripture, James says, that the spirit that dwells in us lusteth the envy. Listen. God gives us more grace, gives more grace to the humble. Don't you know that? God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Directions from God is, submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. You sinners, cleanse your hands. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Be afflicted in mourning with. Do something about your condition before God. It's not a time of laughter. but rather time to mourn and to turn your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And this is what He'll do. He'll lift you up. And usually we want to work on someone else, don't we? But James says, you humble yourself in the Lord's sight. When you do this, He'll lift you up. Quit speaking evil of brothers. Don't do it. Quit it. Quit judging your brothers. That's not your place. If you think you're qualified to be a judge of the law, you're not a doer of the law, but rather a judge. It's certain. There's only one lawgiver, and He's able to save and destroy. Who are you that judges another? God is the judge. Leave the judging to the judge. Now, as I was studying this lesson, I couldn't help but be impressed with whom James is speaking. You know who he's talking to? Look at it. Verse 1, brethren. Verse 2, brethren. Verse 3, people that don't even ask God to help them. Verse 4, proud, arrogant, brethren. Brethren who need to submit themselves to God, and brethren who need to resist the devil. Brethren who need to draw near to God. Brethren who speak evil about other brethren. Friend, no wonder in the very midst of it all, he says, draw near to God. And He will draw near to you. What does it mean in worship, praise, and prayer? It means to draw near by asking counsel of God. It means to draw near and enjoy communion with God. It means to draw near in the general course and tenor of your life. And the way to do that, God gives you the answer. In the book of Psalm chapter 16, in verses 8 through 11, the psalmist said, I have done something. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand and I shall not be moved. That's beautiful. Draw near to God. How? By putting the Lord above in front of you. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life and in Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Draw near to God. Helps us to resist the devil. Draw near to God. Helps us to become pure. Draw near to God. Helps us to sorrow over our sin. Draw near to God. Helps to speak well of other people. Draw near to God. In this context, tells us to think of those things that are eternal. The Bible says, in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy and true happiness. And where could you go today to find those words so true right here? No wonder God has designed the church as He has. No wonder God tells us to preach and bring people into the kingdom of God. Because you see, God chose the church as the body of believers. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And it didn't. In Matthew 16 and verse 18, that church, the body of Jesus Christ, is so precious to God. The Bible tells us in Acts 2 and verse 47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved in the presence of God. There's joy, there's true happiness. And I'm sure that all of us would agree that we're the happiest when we feel we're in the presence of God. There are times in most of our lives we find ourselves not as close to God as at others. I have. And then when I look at that and I see we find ourselves sometimes spiritually weak, full of depression and anxiety. And when that happens to us, what can we do in order to become closer to God? And we hear that beautiful song, near my God to Thee, draw me nearer and nearer. And we hear the Word, the words of God, draw near to God. And He will draw near unto you. The answer, Psalm 16 verse 8, do something. Set the Lord always before you It's when we set the Lord before us that we receive the benefits of His presence. There are four questions and the lesson is yours. Number one, to draw near to God, who we ask? We ask who? Who needs to be drawn near to God? Well, old and young. Psalms 37, verse 25, David said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen God's people forsaken nor begging bread. Where is there peace and comfort for the young and for the old? It's with God. Elders, take heed to yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of the Lord, which He hath purchased with His own blood. Acts 20 and verse 28. They need our help. They need encouragement. But they need to draw near to God. Deacons, who are supposed to be servants, working in the kingdom of God, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 8, where will they do their work? In the kingdom, under the oversight of God's elders, doing the work. What about us preachers? Ah, but God says, preachers, take heed to yourselves and to the doctrine. Continue thou in them, that you may both save them that hear you and save yourself. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16, mothers, daddies, parents, draw near to God in a time when there's so much disturbance, so much things in the world that draw people away from the Lord. We need the Lord. Who? We. Mothers, fathers, husbands, and wives. Some even now living together, not even married. People need something. What do they need? They need to recognize what God teaches in His precious Word. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 4. And yes, all sinners. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. For though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as... Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1 and verse 18. And then in Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Nearer, my God, to thee. Look at the list. Will we listen to God? Whatever our need is, what separates us or where we feel that we are really not close to God as we ought to be, then remember, this is what God is saying to you. You draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. We ask, though, how? To tell us to do something, we need to know how. Here's something that every one of us fail in. I don't know of a one that does it. You may be, say, Brother Guy, that is a broad statement. Yes, it is. But how many of you read your Bibles? How many of you study the Word of God? How many open up God's will between you and God and you look carefully at what God says in His Word and you read the Bible and you read it every day and you study it? Hosea 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed. Why? They don't even know. For lack of knowledge. I miss on this point. How many of us do? The other morning I just said, it's time for me to sit there and just look at God's Word. I opened up my Bible to Isaiah 1. What a fantastic, fantastic chapter. God wants you, wants me, to be close to Him. But there's only one way, and that is through Him. In Proverbs 14, verse 12, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And God repeats that in Proverbs 16, verse 25. Only in Jesus Christ. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way. You can't find another one that will bring you to God. In Colossians 3 and verse 17, whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father through Him. It should be like Saul asked, Lord, what will you have me to do? When you read the book and you study the word of the Lord, answer the question. Let me answer it. Let you answer it. Let us all answer it. Am I really near to God? Am I drawing near my God to thee? Thirdly, And we ask why. We ask who. We ask how. Now we ask why. Oh, my friends, because sin separates us from God. Behold, the Lord's hand is not sure that He cannot save, neither is His ear heavy that He cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. In Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ my Lord. And please look what the Bible says. You need, I need, all of us need to draw nearer to God. Why? Because when we sin, it separates us from God. And there's only one way to get that sin removed, and that is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. To stay away from God means eternal separation from Him. And I don't want a single one under the sound of my voice on that great day to hear the Lord say, depart from me. And God doesn't want us, not a one of us, to be lost. But don't you agree with what James says? James says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And the way to do that is to get rid of your sin. Fourth question, we ask, when should I draw near to God? We have a lot of young people in our congregation, and we're real thankful for the tremendous love that you have for the Lord. And I was so happy last week when I got the word that Eddie Gooch had baptized Kayla. I think he said she's about 24 years of age. Just can rejoice to see brethren just doing all they possibly can to assist others who are out of Christ. And we want our young people, we want them to be drawn to the Lord closer and closer. And we're concerned about them, because so many young people today are saying, I am young and I'm going to do it my way. And I have oats that I'm going to sow now while I'm young. We ask, when will we draw near to God? The middle age, they're concerned about money, so many. They want that nest egg securely in the bank, so when they get older, they've got money in the bank. They've got all these riches, but what good is it to anybody if that's all you've lived for? And us older, when you come to contemplate the fact that we really are not going to be here that long, who and when will all of us recognize that James is saying, draw near to God now? The Bible tells us in James 4, verse 13, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we'll go into a certain city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you do not know what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. So that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we will do this or we will do that. James, what are you talking about? Here's what he's talking about. He said, I told you. And that is, now is the day you get drawn closer to your God. Paul, in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, Paul writes and he says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. What if you don't live till tomorrow? What if I don't? Or what if all of us are called before the great throne of God and the end of the world comes? I guarantee you it's coming. I guarantee you all of us will be assembled. We'll all be assembled before the great God who loves us and cares for us and wants us to be near to Him. But if we refuse, we reject, we repel, and we don't do anything about our lives, and we meet God where we are right now, I want to tell you something. Will you be ready for the judgment of God? Because James says there's only one. And that is Jehovah God. Draw near to God just to think that He's promised to say He will draw near to you. Boy, I tell you what, when I get sick and I ask people to pray for me, and I hear people that are praying diligently for me. I had a wreck back in 1991. Laid up for a while, and I heard people from O'Neill and different people were praying for Guy McDaniel. Kind of like you, Wynette. People are praying for you. It's so good to see her here today. Oh, we have so many blessings like that. It's wonderful to see God's people concerned about each other. Friend, let me tell you this morning, the biggest thing is, are you concerned about yourself? Am I? Draw near to God. And God says, and I believe Him, that He will draw near to you. How many in this audience this morning, I was thinking about it as I'm typing these words. How many in this audience today are really far away from the Lord? Friend, that beautiful hymn, Nearer My God to Thee, Nearer to Thee. Even though it be a cross that raises me, still all my song shall be, Nearer My God to Thee, Nearer My God to Thee, Nearer to Thee. Though like the wanderer the sun go down, darkness be over me, my rest a stone, yet in my dreams I'd be Nearer My God to Thee, Nearer My God to Thee. Or if on joyful wing, cleaving the sky, sun, moon, and stars for God, upward I'll fly. Still all my songs shall be Nearer My God to Thee, Nearer My God to Thee. Lord, now, Nearer My God to Thee. And there in my Father's home, safe and at rest, there in my Savior's love, perfectly blessed, age after age to be, Nearer My God to Thee. Nearer My God to Thee. Nearer to Thee. Yes, decision time. It's decision time for you. It's decision time for me. The good thing about today is He's pleading with you to come. He's willing to be with you. He's willing to restore you, all of us. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of the way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Nearer, My God, to Thee. I'm asking you this morning, if you're a Christian, not a Christian, that you become one. Jesus Christ said, you go and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Have you ever been baptized for the remission of your sins? If not, why not right now? If you're in this assembly this morning, you're a child of God, but you haven't lived faithfully in the service of the Lord, it's time for you to get right. It's time for all of us. Why not this morning say, I surrender all. I want to serve you, Lord, and I'm going to do everything I can to draw nearer to God, my God. Nearer. Draw me nearer to you. You're subject anyway to the wonderful invitation of Jesus who died on that cross so you could be saved forevermore, be forgiven of sin. He only asks you, draw near to Him and He will draw near to you. He tells you what to do. Won't you be willing this morning to obey Him? While together we stand and while we